It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth, and I'm pleased to welcome Dr. Milton Wolf to the show. Dr. Wolf is a board-certified diagnostic radiologist, a Washington Times columnist, and, of course, Barack Obama's cousin. Hello, Dr. Wolf. How are you?
Greetings from Red State America, where we kindly remind you to keep your hands off our junk. How are you today, Andy?
I'm doing great now. All right, your piece today, is this still America? You know, I ask myself that question every single day.
You know, I am a genuinely optimistic person. I really am. And I look at some of the hard times our country faces right now as an opportunity to learn, an opportunity for us to re-embrace our freedom. And I almost hesitated to write the piece just because it's difficult to read to see what has become of our country. And with these laws that have become so oppressive in so many ways, trying to control so many parts of your lives, it worries me that we've forgotten what it means to be Americans.
Yeah. You know, it really is a laundry list of government intrusions that are becoming more and more frequent. I love the idea of the food police in schools. I remembered that story. I was shocked. This is the one where didn't someone take a turkey sandwich or something, took the lunch away from a kid?
Yeah, from a preschooler, from a four-year-old girl. She had a, you know, and here's the thing. Most people concentrated on the fact that she actually had a nutritious meal taken away from her, a turkey and cheese sandwich, I think juice, potato chips, and banana.
Right.
And they took it away and gave her chicken nuggets. But that misses the point entirely. The point is this. In free America, you are darn well in your right to give your kids what you'd like to give them to eat. And if you want to feed them pizza and pudding, if you want to top it off with ice cream and Twizzlers and everything else, that's your right. And no one in the federal government can deny you and can intrude upon you and say no.
Yeah. One of the other things you talked about was Obamacare and the Catholic Church.
Boy, that's amazing. You know, and there's so many things wrong with that. When they stepped in and said the Catholics are going to have to give birth control to their employees. Now, not only does that just trample on against their religious rights, and I love the way they excuse it. They say, oh, that's okay, because 80% of Catholic women are bad Catholics anyway. They don't listen to the church teachings on this, so we can go ahead and force them to break it.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you very much. You know, not only that, but it's at a, on the economic side, it's at a price cap of zero, a price control of zero on a product. Now, how would you like if the government comes in and says, you know, whatever it is that you provide, whether it be radiology services for me, radio for you, for anybody else, whatever they do, the government says, you know what, you're not allowed to charge for that anymore. That's not America.
No, of course not. TSA, you talk about the groping of six-year-olds and women being singled out for these scams.
You know, isn't that just an amazing thing that there are women who are sure of it? I don't have reason to doubt them that they have been put through the you know, the porn cameras, the X-ray cameras, and they felt like that they were singled out as they were being eyed by these TSA agents, and some of them forced to go through as many as three times. Oh, we didn't quite get it. There was motion. We got to try again. And you know, anybody who has a wife or a daughter. It's sickening to have that thought of somebody trying to do that to someone you love or to do that to you.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. Ann Wogue, my producer here at the Washington Times, she had pointed this out to me long before this ever made the news. She thought that she was a victim of the very same thing. And then the story comes out a few days after that about the woman in Dallas, I think that's the one you're referring to, who was forced to go through it three times. So there is, I really do believe there is something to that.
And I'll tell you this, and I wrote a piece about this, I think, last year. When it comes to the TSA, they have, in some ways, a thankless job. Now, frankly, I think the airlines themselves could do a better job patrolling their own airlines than the government could do it for them, and they have a much greater interest in doing so. They're the ones that have to be, they're aboard those planes, the pilots.
Sure.
and the other employees. But let me say this, if we really do need that kind of security, then I could come to understand that we do, but don't tell me that the only place we need to secure is our airline when we don't secure our southern border. When we allow the terrorists to walk across our southern border with whatever they want, you know, we spend far more of our lifetime outside of jet airliners than we spend inside of those jet airliners. So let's secure the border before you tell me you're going to have to pat down my six-year-old.
Yeah. A couple other things you had mentioned. One was fresh milk. We now have dairy police.
You know what? part of my formative years, I grew up on the dairy farm in the sun, and lived on the dairy farm in summers, and that's some of the best milk you'll ever have, is fresh dairy farm milk, unpasteurized. And yes, I understand what Louis Pasteur provided to the world. I understand the benefit, and I understand the risk that I take when I drink milk that's unpasteurized. And if that's my business. That's not the government to decide. I mean, when they're raiding Amish farmers at gunpoint for selling milk, that's not America.
Yeah. Light bulb, salt intake, where to set your thermostat, $1,000 fine for throwing a Frisbee. I mean, the list goes on and on. When does all of this end?
You know, I barely scratched the surface of it. That's the thing. January 1st of this year, 40,000 new laws went into place across the nation, this being federal and state alike, and municipal. 40,000 new laws telling us what to do. You know, we ought to start asking the candidates as they're running for office, well, what laws have you repealed? What laws will you repeal? We're going to have to take back our country, and not, you know, we always put that out there almost euphemistically, but we're going to have to. The statists have reached into every part of our lives in such a way because they don't trust us. They don't trust us to be free. And, you know, if they don't trust us to be free, we can't trust them to hold office.
Yeah. Rules and regulations. Your cousin said he was going to do away with a lot of them. I guess he hasn't, huh?
Oh, my word. You know, when the registry just continues to grow and grow, look at Obamacare itself, the supposed 2,700-page law that has now metastasized into over 100,000 pages of regulations. It continues to grow. So long as we give them the power to do it, they will use that power.
Yeah, no kidding. Always great to talk to you, Dr. Wolf. Again, folks, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. Is This Still America? Thanks, Doctor.
Thank you. God bless you, Andy.